This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Today we're looking at another blessing in worship. We can find another blessing in worship and seeing that man will find in worship that God sees man as having great worth and that God has great interest in man. As we think about this idea today, let's consider some of the facts which man will become faced with during his worship to God. As one worships, he will be confronted with the fact that he has been created by God in the very image of God to rule and to have dominion over every other living thing. We find this in Genesis 1, verse 26 through 28. He also will be confronted with the fact that when man sinned and he could no longer live in God's presence, that God cared so deeply that he had a plan that would allow man to return and once again experience fellowship with him, Genesis 3, verse 15. He will be confronted with the fact that from the moment that man fell, God's work in history has pointed to the single goal of saving man from his sins, Matthew 1, verse 21. He also will be confronted with the fact that Jesus voluntarily gave up equality with God for a time and endured death on a cross just to save mankind. And he will be confronted with the fact that one person is so important to God that there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 who need no repentance. Like the two blessings of worship we have discussed previously, this blessing also has its own personal rewards. For one thing, the person who knows that he has great value and that God is interested in him and has great concern in him will be filled with overwhelming joy. Of course, this does not mean that he will never experience feelings of sadness. The life of every person is full of circumstances which at times will fill him with anger, sadness, pain, and grief. It is simply saying that within those who know that God is concerned about them, there is a level of well-being and a feeling of gladness which will always be present regardless of their circumstances of life in which they find themselves. Another blessing of knowing that God cares for each person and that each person has worth to God is that this knowledge brings great emotional comfort to a person. What could be more comforting to a person than the knowledge that in his most difficult and lonely times, God is very much aware of his situation and needs, that he cares deeply, and that he is working to bring something good out of even the most adverse circumstances, Romans 8, verse 28. Another blessing of being conscious of one's worth to God, as well as being conscious of God's concern for each person, is that it tends to fill one with awe, wonder, and gratitude. When a person meditates on the fact that the infinite God not only made him, Jeremiah 1, verse 5, but also loves him, Romans 8, verse 37, and longs to have a personal relationship with him, Matthew 11, 28, and 30, feelings of awe and gratitude are quite natural. And as was said before, such deep gratitude tends to foster within a person a strong desire to worship and serve God more faithfully. Next, we see the person who knows and appreciates the fact that he has great worth and that God personally cares for him will be inspired to excel spiritually. That is, the one who knows that God loves him, Romans 5:8, cares for him, 1 Peter 5:7, cheers for him, you might say, 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, and helps him in his spiritual fight, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, is much more likely to bring all his effort and energy to bear upon his quest for eternal life than the person who thinks he is running alone, or at least running with very little help from God. And finally, the person who is conscious of his great worth and the fact that God personally cares for him will recognize that every other person is equally valuable to God. And he will, as a result, treat each one in a manner which reflects his value and worth, as well as the fact that God is personally interested in everyone. Most significantly, his behavior toward all mankind will reflect his conviction that he realizes that God sees great worth in him and has a personal interest in him.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.